Now, British Prime Minister Theresa May has appointed Jeremy Hunt as the country's new foreign secretary. May's office said in a statement that the Queen has been pleased to approve the appointment. Hunt replaces Boris Johnson, who resigned on Monday over his serious opposition to May's Brexit plans. In a letter, Johnson warned that the Prime Minister will turn Britain into the European Union's colony. He said he also criticized plans to keep close trade ties with the EU, saying it will be much more difficult to do free trade after Brexit. Johnson tendered his resignation a day after the UK Brexit minister stepped down from his post. Meanwhile, May has defended her plan for the country's exit from the 28-nation bloc.
I've listened to every possible idea and every possible version of Brexit. Mr. Speaker, this is the right Brexit, leaving the European Union on the 29th of March 2019. A complete end to free movement, taking back control of our borders. An end to the jurisdiction of the CJEU in the UK, restoring the supremacy of British courts.
Well, Theresa May added that her proposed plan is the only way to avoid a hard border between Northern Ireland and Britain. The British Premier also urged the EU to change course or risk a no-deal Brexit, that is. She said there would not be a second referendum on the issue. The UK Premier also said that she will fight any attempt to remove her from the post. May's Brexit policy was criticized, but the leader of the opposition Labour Party, Jeremy Corbyn, said that May should step down if she is incapable of governing the country. Joining us via Skype from South Bend is E. Michael Jones. He's the editor of the Culture Wars Online magazine. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Dr. Jones. Now, before we talk about the concerns raised by Boris Johnson, let's just talk about the resignation itself of him, of David Davis, this entire government almost falling apart, as many are predicting right now. It does give the UK a very weak hand in the negotiations now, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. It does. I think Jeremy Corbyn made the right point. He said, in attacking May's Brexit plan, he said, if you can't get agreement among Englishmen in the same parliament or in the same cabinet, how are you going to get agreement with 27 different European countries? And so what you're seeing here is an abrupt change to something that grew up over 40, 50, 60 years of gradual change. It's very similar to what's happening in the United States with Trump putting tariffs on countries like China. It took a long time to get this into a situation like that, and I don't see how they're going to get out of it in the short time that they have ahead of them.
Right. So, Dr. Jones, considering that you're saying that the window is too small for them to successfully come out, there's talks of a hard Brexit, there's a talk of a no deal versus a bad deal. What do you think is going to happen then?
I think that they'll try to reach some type of compromise. But the problem, all right, in addition to what I just said about a long-term process, you have two very different economic systems. The British system was based on free trade. The German system was based on protective manufacturers. They're two completely different systems. So you have to deal with that philosophical issue in addition with all the practical issues at the same time. What should have happened over this period of time, let's say after World War II, is they should have come up with some type of sophisticated mechanism of understanding where the comparative advantage was in which particular country. This is what Ricardo said. Portugal can make great wine with very little effort. They should have concentrated on that. But instead, they turned it into an instrument of oligarchic oppression. Mm-hmm. And the people didn't like it. And Brexit is the result. The people of England felt that they were getting a bad deal, just as the people of America felt they were getting a bad deal from their oligarchs. That's the real problem.
Right. And very quickly, if you can, Dr. Jones, are we at a point where, as Boris Johnson puts it, the UK is in danger of becoming an EU colony?
Yes, of course. That's that. He let the cat out of the bag, because what he's saying is that's what the British system was at the beginning. They controlled other colonies throughout the world. That's the problem. It was a predatory system to begin with, and now they are becoming victims of a bigger predator. That's he's right. That's the problem.
All right. That's Dr. E. Michael Jones, with the editor of the Culture Wars online magazine, joining us via Skype from South Bend. Dr. Jones, thanks very much indeed for your comments here on Press TV.
Welcome.